Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninganam Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Union Cabinet approves continuation of interest subvention for farmers. Nagaland gears up for nationwide Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan commencing tomorrow. Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam reviews progress of Nagaland solar mission. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and dedicate multiple projects during four states visit. Now the news in detail. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved continuation of the interest subvention component under the Modified Interest Subvention Scheme MISS for 2025-26 and approved required fund arrangements. MISS is a central sector scheme aimed at ensuring the availability of short-term credit to farmers at an affordable interest rate through Kisan Credit Card. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw briefed the media on the matter.
4% पर 2 लाख रुपए तक का किसानों को कैपिटल मिले वो ध्यान रखा गया है इस स्कीम में 7% नॉमिनल रेट है उसमें 1.5% सबमेंशन है और 3% है प्रॉम्प्ट रीपेमेंट इंसेंटिव इफेक्टिवली जो निकला है उसमें यह है कि करीब 4% पे किसानों को 2 लाख रुपए तक का लोन मिलता 449 बैंक्स और फाइनेंशियल इंस्टीट्यूशंस इस स्कीम में जुड़े हुए हैं.
The Cabinet also approved the increase in the minimum support prices for 14 Kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26. Nagaland is geared up to participate in the nationwide Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan from May 29 to June 12, in line with the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Led by the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare in collaboration with the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR, and state governments, the nationwide campaign aims to reach 1.5 crore farmers across 700 districts, supported by scientific teams. In Nagaland, 39 teams have been set up to conduct the campaign, with each team scheduled to visit 3 villages daily. The teams comprise scientists from ICAR Nagaland Centre, ICAR NRC on Mithun, Veterinary Science and Animal Husbandry Jaluke, School of Agricultural Sciences Medzipema, Central Institute of Horticulture Medzipema, Krishi Vigyan Kendras of each district and officials from the state's agri and allied departments. The initiative is expected to reach about 17,500 farmers each day in Nagaland, ultimately targeting nearly 2.25 lakh farmers throughout the campaign. The state agriculture department has encouraged all farmers in Nagaland to actively participate in the activities during the campaign to achieve the goal of realizing a Viksit Bharat through Viksit Krishi. Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam today held a review meeting on the Nagaland solar mission in Kohima to assess progress under the initiative which aligns with the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana for rooftop solar. Dr. Alam emphasized the need for effective public awareness to ensure wider adoption of the scheme. He directed officials to make the portal more user-friendly and accessible for registrations. Updating on the progress, Nagaland Solar Mission team leader Lobo Sang shared that smart prepaid meters will be provided free to beneficiaries with only standard monthly meter rent applicable. Consumers can register and avail details on the official portal at www.pmsuryaghar.gov.in. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Sikkim, West Bengal, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. During his visit, he will inaugurate, dedicate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 70,000 crore rupees. In Sikkim, the Prime Minister will participate in the Sikkim at 50, where progress meets purpose and nature nurtures growth program. We have a report from our Gangtok correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Sikkim at 50 event tomorrow at Palzar Stadium in Gangtok. All the preparations have been made to welcome the Prime Ministers on this occasion. Prime Minister will also lay foundation stones and inaugurate multiple development projects for the people of Sikkim tomorrow. That include one 500-bedded district hospital at Namchi and a ropeway service at Peling in Gaijing districts. Apart from that, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate a statue of former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Gangtok district. All the roads have been fully decorated to welcome the Prime Ministers. People of the state are eagerly waiting to welcome the Prime Minister tomorrow at Gangtok. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News from Gangtok.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha reached Jakarta today as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. The Indonesian side conveyed that they condemn terrorism and believe in dialogue to solve problems. Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde left for Sierra Leone after concluding their visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo. In Panama, the delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor held a meeting with the Panama Assembly President, conveying that India's actions were a response to terrorist act.
It was an action of retribution, not the first salvo in a long war. We just wanted to send a clear message to the terrorists.
Meanwhile, the all-party parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad is in Rome for wide-ranging interactions. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we will explore a new aspect of yoga to help you energize your body, calm your mind, and uplift your spirit. Today, let us reflect on what motivates an individual to engage in yoga practice. An individual is motivated by a variety of factors, including the desire for improved physical health, such as increased flexibility, strength and balance, stress reduction and emotional stability through breathing practices and relaxation, mental clarity and enhanced focus, spiritual growth and self-awareness, personal growth and self-discipline, connection with a supportive community, increased energy and vitality, mindfulness and present moment awareness, preventive care to maintain health, and an overall enhancement in quality of life. These diverse benefits inspire an individual to commit to a regular yoga practice and integrate it into their daily lives. Nagaland's Health and Family Welfare Department has directed health authorities to step up surveillance and preparedness measures in light of the recent increase in COVID-19 cases in the country. The department has advised public to take proper hygiene measures, in particular, avoiding overcrowded or poorly ventilated places, covering nose and mouth while coughing or sneezing, wearing masks in crowded places, and avoiding spitting in public places. Hospitals have been directed to assess preparedness, including availability of beds and medicine, oxygen supply, equipment and staff, as well as vaccination coverage. Given the overlapping symptoms and transmission patterns of COVID-19 and influenza, the department has asked districts to increase testing and medical professionals to remain vigilant in diagnosing and managing cases. And World Menstrual Hygiene Day is being observed today. This year's theme is Together for a Period-Friendly World, highlighting that menstruation is no longer associated with stigma or taboos. In Nagaland, several events to mark the day were held across government schools, including in Kohima, Chumukedima and Seminyu, initiated by WSSO PHED Nagaland. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Union Cabinet approves continuation of interest subvention for farmers. Nagaland gears up for nationwide Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan commencing tomorrow. Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam reviews progress of Nagaland Solar Mission. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and dedicate multiple projects during four states' visit. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.